Welcome to Our Inner Wisdom. I'm your host, Charlie Lundholm. We are in some intense times right now, and we could all use help finding some balance and clarity. To help with that, I'll be sharing channeled messages, interviews, and discussions on a variety of topics designed to help you feel more grounded, calm, and connected to your source. I thank you so much for being here today. Now let's go tap into our inner wisdom. Hello and welcome. I wanted to share a story, just a quick little story. I got a call from someone that I used to go to college with, and we've kept in touch over the years, but we haven't talked in the last maybe 3 years or so. And we had this lovely conversation, and he was telling me about his life and how it had changed during COVID, and telling me about his kids. And everything he said was so upbeat. You know, he loved his kids. They were great kids. He loved his wife. You know, they've been married 30 years. He had to close his practice during COVID, and that was okay. It's changed his life's trajectory, and he's really enjoying it. And he doesn't want to go back to the grind. So he's happy raising chickens and growing vegetables. After we hung up, I felt so uplifted. It was just a happy call. And it seems like recently, every time I answer the phone, there's, you know, a problem or there's something dramatic or traumatic. And I sent him a text afterwards and just thanked him for really being a breath of fresh air. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized how it's sad that this was the rarity that you get off of a call or, you know, you get done reading an email or an article or whatever, and you feel uplifted and happy and expansive. But how often does that happen? And then I started thinking, well, what kind of phone calls do I make? What kind of messages do I give when I make phone calls or when I'm just talking with somebody? Am I kind of a negative Nelly, or is my glass half full? And so I really started to think about that and started to look around in my community of how are people talking. From overhearing people's conversations, there wasn't a whole lot of happy conversations. There's a lot of little negative, I don't know what you call them. I was calling them negative bombs because that's kind of what they felt like. This little bomb of kind of heavy energy coming down during someone's conversation. And I started realizing the effect that that has on us and has on those that we are communicating with. I was watching two women in particular. They had had what appeared to be a nice conversation, and they were kind of happy, and then one of them made a comment about the weather. Ugh, it's so cold. And the other woman said, really? I don't know. I thought it was kind of nice. And then the other lady said, oh, yeah, well, I guess it isn't too bad. But that initial, oh, it's so cold, I could feel it energetically, how it was this bomb. It's just this negative bomb. And how I could see her friend just kind of cave a little bit and then come back up and say, well, I don't know, it seems okay to me. So I'm bringing this up because all of this has an effect not just on ourselves, but on what we put out into that web of interconnectedness. We have this opportunity and a responsibility to be aware of what we're saying, how we're saying it, what are we talking about, what's the percentage of happy conversations, what's the percentage of those lower, denser vibrational kinds of conversations that you have, ones that are based in talking about the news or something negative or rehashing a dramatic, traumatic thing. it's sad that we are so wired to want to hear all the negative stuff. And that reminds me of another story of when I was a nurse and I was driving into work and there had been an accident and there were all the rubberneckers. Everybody had to slow down and look. And it made me late for work. And I was so irritated that I wanted to get some fake blood. And the next time that I passed an accident scene and there were a bunch of rubberneckers, I was going to throw it on their windshield and say, there, now you've seen some blood. Move on. I can't believe I'm sharing that story with you. Makes me sound like a real fine person, doesn't it? But it's the dramatic. We want to see the blood and guts. We want to see the sad and the scary. And what is that? Why is that? Can someone please explain it to me? Because I don't understand it. Because it has a bigger effect than what we think. It has an effect that goes beyond us. And so when you think of the millions and billions of people in the world and what they're putting out during their day, it affects you. It affects me. It affects everybody. So what can we do about it? That's the million-dollar question. I think be conscious, be aware, and do the best we can. But understanding that there will be those times where we need to discuss the dramatic, the traumatic, the sad, the scary, the news, all that is part of life. But do we need to be repeating every horrible thing we read that has nothing to do with us? Do we need to be the rubberneckers? Do we need to be immersed in the news and the negativity? Or can we shift that? What can we do to nip it in the bud so that when we're walking down that pathway of negativity, of regurgitating something that we've just heard, maybe we can say, wait a minute, is there any benefit to this? Am I going to help this person's day by talking about that horrible news story that happened in the middle of Tulsa, Oklahoma, that has absolutely nothing to do with me except that I'm a fellow human being? Can we be conscious enough to make those choices? There will be those times that we're not, and we will go down that rabbit hole of, guess what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah. But there are those times where we can be conscious. Is there a benefit to sharing this? How am I going to feel sharing this? It's like you get to relive it two or three or four times, depending on how many times you share the story. And all of it is energy. All of it has an impact on your energetic field, on your physical body. Your body is listening to every single thing you say. Your body gets impacted by the energy that is around you and within you. And being focused on the dramatic and the traumatic has an effect on that energetic field. So we have an opportunity to make the world a better place just by focusing on what we talk about. If we are chronic negative Nellies, or are we, for the most part, pretty upbeat? Do we usually share happy stuff? Do we like to laugh? Do we choose joy? There's so much love and beauty and light and energy around us. And sometimes, you know, life comes along and we forget that. But it doesn't mean that it's not there. Just sometimes we forget and we don't see it anymore. But it is there. It's that conscious choice of where we want to come from. So I invite you to be conscious, to be aware, to have conscious choice of what you want to be putting out into that web with every conversation, with every word. And I know it sounds like a big responsibility, and it is. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Just means that you have to be conscious and have that desire to be an active participant in making the world a better place. That can be done in a very simple way. So there's my little story for the day, and I look forward to hearing any of your comments, any other suggestions about how we can shift this in our world. I would love to hear from you. So take good care, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you for listening. For more inspiration or to find out more about my work and upcoming classes, please visit OurInnerWisdom.com. And for beautiful crystals and minerals, please visit our sister site at EarthGallery.com. Until next time, keep tapping in to your own inner wisdom.